going away.
Now, that said, some eyebrows have been raised about Laxalt's involvement with the sheriff of Story County. Public records have been requested by Nevada Democrats. What is it? What is that issue?
Well, the issue has to do with, and we've written an extensive piece on this case of the sheriff in Story County being accused of various kinds of harassment by people who have worked for him. There's two things happening here. There's people in Story County who are very concerned about the sheriff's behavior, and then there are business interests, I think, in both Story County and in Washoe County, Reno, that think he's just a terrible, terrible figurehead for that county, where you know the Tahoe Reno industrial complexes, where Tesla and Google and others and Switch are, and so Laxalt has been asked by the Democrats to disavow the sheriff Antonaro, and he has refused, as has Wes Duncan, the former Laxalt deputy who's running for attorney general. Democrats have made a big issue of this. Of course, they've requested public records to get more attention, like we're giving them right now. But there are pictures of Laxalt with this guy, and he has said nothing. He is very, very skillful at saying nothing, but he has said nothing about this. And so it's, you know, you would think that you would want to make some kind of comment. I stand by the sheriff. I'm very disturbed at the very least. Instead, he's done what he usually does when difficult questions come, and that is that he's hidden. R. Riley Snyder reported that Wes Duncan deleted a tweet that had that sheriff in it, but they both have essentially run away from this issue. Let's see where this goes. It could end up being a problem for him.
Interesting.